Like you, I read or listen to the news with a Christian worldview, and especially with an ear for how things are corroborating the centuries-old prophecies that we read in the Bible regarding the last days. And then each week we present what we like to call a prophecy update. We talk a lot about the Apostle John, exiled to the island of Patmos late in the first century, receiving the revelation of Jesus Christ, and one of its most chilling prophecies that there would be a time when every human being would have a personal identifier. John called it a mark. He said it would be in the hand or in the forehead, and it would identify you, and by it you would conduct all of your business. This mark, whatever it turns out to be, will make it easy during the middle of the Great Tribulation period for the Antichrist, that evil world leader who's coming on the scene, to ask people to swear allegiance to him. Because if you don't have that mark and that technology, he'll just cut you off. You won't be able to transact any business. You won't be able to buy or sell anything. It's only been very recently in human history, in fact, certainly within our lifetimes and really in the last just decade, that the kind of technology has been available that would make something like that possible. The latest advance, or at least the latest one I'm aware of, is called transient electronics. And though it means something that can fade away, it has more permanent application. An article on one website summarized the innovation like this. They said, in recent months, much has been said in the news regarding RFID, radio frequency identification technology. School children have been told they're required to wear them, for example, in Texas. There is, however, a newer kid on the block that takes the technology of tracking individuals to a whole new level. The Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, DARPA, has been working for a considerable time on developing transient electronics. These are small, hair-fine, biodegradable electronic devices that can be implanted into human beings almost anywhere and will disappear at a time that has been programmed into them prior to their implantation. Transient electronics came to the fore last year when Tufts School of Engineering went public with the news that they had developed the first working implantable chip. DARPA immediately saw the military implications of such a device. The ramifications for the development of such technology is truly frightening. Those in favor cite the ability for a patient to carry all their medical information around with them, cutting down on doctor-caused death due to the wrong prescribing of medications, for example. It's even been suggested that implanting children would enable them to be traced should they become lost or abducted. Now, one of the benefits of this new technology is that it would be nearly impossible to discover where this particular kind of a device is implanted. It's not the VeriChip implant thing that's about the size of a grain of rice that has to go in certain locations. This is much smaller, hair thin. It can go almost anywhere on or in the body, and so it wouldn't be traceable. In an editorial comment, the writers of the web article say this: the possibilities of this technology are quite literally endless. Transient electronic chips can contain any information or even disinformation that the programmer chooses to put on the chip. There's no reason why this technology could not be implanted at birth, enabling the government to track individuals their entire lives. It could be put into computers and telecommunications equipment as well. Transient electronics has the potential to curtail the freedom of entire populations. The technology to track things is not new. It only takes updating to allow many computers set to different parameters to check and follow larger numbers of people, flagging violations up to their human overseers. And so it's pretty pervasive. And I know if there are any conspiracy theorists among us, you're probably saying, they're already doing that. I've been looking for my chip for years. And you know what? They may already be doing that, whoever they are. Now, is transient electronics the dreaded mark of the beast? Probably not. But it could be. At least we can see how such an incredible first century prophecy is fulfillable today. Everything that John saw late first century on the island of Patmos could be implemented tomorrow. And we're the first people on earth who could literally say that and it be true. I'm not looking for the Antichrist, neither should you be. Jesus said he would come any moment, and certainly prior to the Great Tribulation, to resurrect the church and rapture living believers. And that's our hope. But we want people to be ready, and so we present these prophecy updates to let them know just how late the time is. If you're not ready, you need to get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because as always, ready or not, Jesus is coming.